So, you know, there's a wedding coming up here, so I just want to get engaged to this girl he's been seeing. So he goes to her father to ask for her hand in marriage. The father says, are you ready for this? Are you a lot of responsibilities? I'm ready, I'm ready. He says, can you support a family? Yes, I can support a family. Are you ready to support a family? He says, yes, I'm ready to support a family. He says, we are nine. So he's talking about the whole family.
Abraham, Albert.
Okay, so I couldn't find the book on the parasha from Likutei Halachot, so instead we'll stay still in Hanukkah, so we'll do a little bit of Likutei Halachot on Hanukkah. So Rav Natan writes as follows. He says, so briefly, he says like this: when a person comes to pray, we all know that we find ourselves often unable to pray, full of bilbulim, full of confusions, both talking about formal prayer, when you're standing in a Shemon Esrei, you can't concentrate on the Shemon Esrei, and also in terms of Hibbodadut. You want to do Hibbodadut, but your mind's just all over the place, I can't even think straight, never mind, start, right? Full of bilbulim. So he says, he explains, and we're going to see now, we're going to connect it to Hanukkah, but he explains that the Eitzah, the advice in such a situation, is quite simple. It's to speak words of truth. A person finds himself in that situation to speak words of truth. What does it mean to speak words of truth? So let's take the two cases. Firstly, Shemona Esrei, and then his Hibbodadut. Person's in Shemona Esrei, and he finds himself in wherever he finds himself. Yushalayim Yerucha, wherever he finds himself, and like realizes that I'm actually davening Shemona Esrei, and I've missed the first. Right? Where have I been? How do I bring myself back to actually focus on the Shemona Esrei so it starts actually being a useful prayer, so to speak? Three words of truth. What does that mean? It means that I stop where I am, whatever word I'm up to. Let's say Yushalayim Irecha. I'm up to the. I've already said Yushalayim Irecha. Oh, Yushalayim Irecha. I stop there and I say the word with truth. What does it mean to say the word with truth? Truth simply just means to say the word with kavanah, with meaning. Irecha. To have, when I say the word, that I actually think what that word means. Irecha, your city. Your city. It's your city. Your city. Ircha, ircha, ircha. That, just by doing that, it changes everything. Rabbi Nachman explains that the truth is light. Truth is a Hashem's signet ring. It's Hashem's stamp. And that's, truth is light. And it lights up the darkness, so to speak. We're in this metaphorical darkness, right? In this bilbulim called darkness. We need light. What is the light? What's the light switch? It's truth. So when a person finds himself in that situation, we all find often, if I want to get out of that situation, all the only I simply need to do is to speak truth, which means to actually concentrate for a moment on the word itself and I'm about to speak, and just what the plain meaning. It doesn't matter what word, it doesn't have to deep connotations. In fact, the opposite. If I start looking for deep Kabbalistic interpretations, then stick with the simple truth. Ircha means your city. Your city. The fact that I recognize it means your city means that I've now brought truth, meaning light, into that darkness. I'm now switched on. I'm now actually making a very good prayer. What about Hibbodadut? Hibbodadut, the same Eitzah applies to. I made my Hibbodadut. I can't think straight. My mind's in 25 different places. Right? I've got stuff going on.
Only 25?
Only 25 today. It's a good day. Right? It's a good day today. Right? I'm thinking about, I've got to get back, I've got, what time is it, what am I doing, oh, what I did this morning, what I'm going to do this afternoon. And I can't focus on actually speaking to Hashem. How do I get out of that darkness, out of that bilbulim, those confusions? By speaking words of truth. What does that mean? By instead of trying to make up now, so to speak, Hashem, I need to speak to you about guarding my eyes, or about my teshuva, or what I did today, and I have to start creating words and arguments. It's not where I'm really holding. My truth right now is, I don't know what's going on. I'm completely lost. I'm in darkness. I don't know where I'm coming or going. I don't want to be here right now. I've got 101 things to do. That's speaking words of truth. That truth gets me out of the darkness. That truth immediately connects me to Hashem. And I can actually now have an amazing Hizbodidus. On the basis of what? The fact that I spoke words of truth. The fact that I actually tell Hashem, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be speaking to you, I've got nothing to say, I'm tired already, I just want to go and... It's truth. I could start that conversation and then 2 hours later find myself singing and dancing around the room with the most amazing as brothers that I had, because I'm actually now connected to Hashem, well, the light of truth. How is he connected to Hanukkah? This is what we just spoke about, is an aspect of Ner Hanukkah. Ki Hanukkah, Hanukkah is a time for tefillah and hoda'ah to Hashem. Like we say, Kavushmona Yimei Hanukkah, Elu Lahodot Lahalel. Right? They fix the days of Hanukkah for what? Lahodot Lahalel. To thank Hashem and to praise Him. These are days of prayer. These days are days of prayer. We want to know what the inyan of the festival is. They're hodot la'alo, le'shabeach, right? To praise Hashem, it's called prayer. To thank Him, it's called prayer. Okay. Why? Because then at that time they made there were great miracles, and that's why we say al hanisim. Right? We say al hanisim. Anisim miracles are an aspect of tefillah, which is above nature. Like we said, right? Nature obligates one way, in the way of nature, and prayer overturns that. So prayer is an aspect of miracles. Prayer is miracle. Prayer is miraculous. You're going to ask for something that's natural. It's not prayer, really. It's not a miracle. It's going to happen anyway. No point praying that the sun's going to come up tomorrow. It's nice, but you're not doing anything. You're not changing nature. Prayer wants to change nature. Hashem, I'm lying in bed. I can't move. Hashem, please give me the strength to get up for the bed. I can get up for davening. Right? That's a prayer, because my natural state is I'm not moving. I'm staying here. And if Hashem gives me the strength, I get out of bed. Right, so we have therefore changed nature. By doing that, we've changed nature. We just created a miracle. What was going to happen without that prayer is I'm out for the next hour, at least. Right? And the prayer changed nature. So prayer is an aspect of miracles. So we see both from the Kavush, they fix the days of prayer for Hallel and Tefillah, and also the fact we say Al Hanisim. Right? So these are days of prayer. So Hanukkah is an aspect of prayer. And the main point of prayer, the main thing of prayer, is it through truth. Because truth is the light that takes a person out of the darkness. Right? Truth is the light that takes a person out of the darkness. In all situations. That statement, truth is the light that takes a person out of the darkness. Right, it's something that to remember, right? Not only in prayer, like we started the shiur off by saying, when we're in darkness during our prayer, so we speak words of truth to get us out of the darkness. But the truth itself is what takes me out of the darkness. Why? Because life itself, we're living in darkness, right? All the confusions that we live through is because we're living in darkness. We can't see Hashem. What do you mean we can't see Hashem? We can't see what's really going on in our lives. If we could see what was going on, we'd be happy, we'd be fine. Because we know, in theory, the theory is Hashem is doing everything for the good. Everything that happens in my life, all of the difficulties, all of the challenges, they're all for my own good. Problem is, I can't see them. They are good because He created them. I just can't see them. Why? Because I'm in darkness, I can't see them. Right? The analogy runs through all of it. I can't see, I'm in darkness. If I could see all what Hashem was doing, if I could switch the light on and see what's going on, see why this is good for me, so I wouldn't be in darkness, I wouldn't have any problems. I'd be happy with the way my life is. The reason I'm not happy is because I don't understand it. I'm in darkness, I don't understand what's going on. And what gets me out of the darkness? Truth. The truth. What causes most of the problems? The opposite of truth. What's the opposite of truth? Sheker. Falsehood. But in our case, sheker, what's the manifestation of sheker is dimyonot, imaginations. Imaginations are really the sheker. Right? We live in imaginations instead of living in truth. Our imagination takes us to all sorts of places, right? And creates all sorts of scenarios and situations that suggest that this is happening, right? That's why we're living in the darkness. If we had the truth, well, everything is clear, everything is fine.
Isn't that a bridge? Let's say, like, in a situation where, you know, you're talking truth, and then you understand, through the shears, and you understand that you need to fight for a difficulty. And it's very tempting to lock on to that. Okay, I'm going to fight for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. On this difficulty, even if it says wholeheartedly, and I'm going to pray for that, and I'm going to go out and do the 30 minutes, and you're doing the 30 minutes, the question sometimes, when we're in darkness, to us it may appear, it could be, the question is, and we're doing this all from the point of Emunah, we're trying to lock on to sometimes the solution, and yet we may not wholeheartedly be there, and so it can be a narrow bridge where we're coming at it. We may not be fully wholeheartedly. We may not recognize we're wholeheartedly. We may be driving to try to thank Hashem. Yet that line of between
not really
sometimes
there.
The MS and sometimes trying to go for the solution quickly, and there's the temptation. No matter where you're exposed.
Very nice.
If you're outside of Eretz Israel, you spent years there. It's more instant gratification. Depending on the degree of patience, and you're trying to lock onto the solution, and it's not coming, then you can get more anxious, and the negative emotions come in, and then you can go out, all right, I'm not going to do a half hour, I'm going to do 6 hours for this now. Now I'm going to go for the 6 hours, and it may not be the truth, and then you, 6 hours, I need 12 hours tomorrow.
Okay.
In essence, there's a tension sometimes between that.
Okay.
Unlock that truth together. Okay. Say, like, the
so it's a very good point that Shmuel's saying. Shmuel's saying here that the rabbis told us that it's a very big aid, it's a very big help to thank for the problem. If you want the problem to go away, you want to see a Yeshua quickly, you thank on it. So Shmuel's is saying a very good point here that sometimes we take that and we want the result. We want the Yeshua. How do I get the Yeshua? It's easy. I just thank on the problem. So I'm going to go and thank on the problem. But then we hit the tension that you're referring to, which is that I'm not actually happy with the problem. I'm lying when I'm saying thank you very much. Thank you very much for giving me really bad shalom by it, Hashem. Thank you very much that I've got no money right now. Thank you very much that I haven't got a shidduch. I don't mean it at all. But I want the solutions, so I'm going to tell you what you want to hear. So that doesn't help, really, right? There is an aspect of from lo lishma you get to lishma, right? From the fact that you started off just saying it, that you actually get, that has value as a possibility. You can answer it that way. Because they talk, so you start off not meaning it. After a while, you start thinking about what you're saying. Maybe there's also an aspect is that part of it is true. Deep down, we are okay with it. Just on the, we've got a so you could also say that way. From what we're learning here that the way there's a bridge before we can get to that place, we need to be speaking words of truth. Because otherwise we're still in the darkness. And in the darkness, we're not solving anything in the darkness. Yeah, we'll do it. It's good. It's a Kiddush Hashem to thank Hashem in a difficult time. It's a big Kiddush Hashem. It's a big merit. But it's not really there. We know we're not. So how do we get there? So from what we're learning here, the way to get there is to start with the truth. Hashem, I haven't got a shidduch, and it really sucks.
And
I'm fed up.
If he wants,
a person who wants a solution. If he doesn't want a solution, then he found something that he wants. So I've got no parnasa. Thank you very much that I have no parnasa. Right? I don't really mean thank you very much that I have no parnasa. I really want parnasa. So I've got a. How can I say thank you when I don't mean thank you? So start off with truth. The truth is, Hashem, I'm not happy with the situation. I'm not on a level where I can think that this is good. For me right now, this is not good. Right? If I start with words of truth, then the path is going to be illuminated for me. Where do I now go? Right? What's the next step? I don't know what I'm going to say after this. I'm going to start with the truth. Truth is, Hashem, I know I need to be thanking you for this, but I don't feel it. I know how I can be thanking you for this. My Rav tells me that I'm meant to thank you. But the truth is, I don't like this. I don't want it to continue. It seems like a lie for me to say thank you. Please show me how I can say thank you. If I start with words of truth, then there's no reason why Hashem won't, that truth will enlighten me to see, you know what? Hashem's going to start, okay, I can thank you for the fact that it's brought me to the field today. You're right. If I didn't have this, I wouldn't be asking you. So that bit I can thank you on. Thank you that it's bringing me closer to you. I still don't like the fact that I haven't got money, but I do appreciate the fact that it's bringing me closer. That I can thank you on. And la'at, slowly, slowly, I'm going to act. It's more light, more light, and more light. And at the end, Bezrat Hashem, the plan is, I can understand why you did it 100%. This is the best thing for me. I would never have got to where I am now. You would never have been able to fix me without this problem. This is my solution. This is my whole tikkun. I'm going to get to that place. But only, I think, if I'm starting with truth. Try and stay on the path of truth. To know where I want to get. I want to get to a place where I'm thanking. For sure, that's the goal. I don't want to stop at the place by saying, you know what, Hashem, I don't want to thank you. Sorry, just it doesn't matter. And then that's it. Well, I've done. I've said what I wanted to say. Let's move on. No, I know where I'm going with this. The place is I do want to get to thank you. Right? I need you to help me with that. And I'm going to be honest in order that you get me. So he says that this is an aspect of Hanukkah. Hanukkah's aspect of prayer. And this is the aspect of finding the light in the darkness. Right? What's the light in the darkness? So let's say it outside because I've only read three lines. Right. So he's saying like this. Hanukkah is an aspect of prayer. That's the essence of the festival, to thank Hashem. How do I get to prayer? How do I get to connect to Hashem, to thank to Him? Through the light in the darkness. My life is full of bubulim, full of darkness. As we know, it's very difficult to speak to Hashem. Right, people who are not in this yeshiva and not otherwise aware of the concept of Zbodadut find it very bizarre that the person can speak to Hashem. To connect to Hashem, how can you do that? Right? How do I connect to Hashem? Through words of truth, through speaking to Hashem, simple words of truth. It's very easy to connect to Hashem if I can speak to Him the truth. If I feel that I can speak the truth. Right? If a person goes, let's say, Lahavdil, goes to a psychologist. Why would one do such a thing? But right? Yeah, but if he does, is he going to spill his heart, spill his guts to this guy? Is he going to tell him everything? Well, it depends how much he trusts him. If he thinks, if I can speak the truth, then I'm going to tell him. I'm going to tell him everything. But if he's a bit unsure that I can actually speak truth to this guy, who doesn't want to speak truth, so he's going to mumble for a few minutes. No, this is my life. Well, same with a good friend. If I feel that I can open up to him, speak words of truth, he's going to hear and he's going to listen. I'm going to open up a lot. And that's the aspect of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is this light in the darkness. The light which cancels out the darkness. The darkness are the bilbulim, the confusions in our life. And Hanukkah, the light of Hanukkah, is the light that connects us back to God in the darkness. Right? The Greeks came and they tried to sever our connection with Hashem. They didn't want to kill us. They said, "You're happy to happy that you carry on living. Just sever, just write on the horn of an ox, that you have no place in the Torah of Hashem." Right? That's what we wanted you to do. Right? We wanted you to disconnect yourself from Hashem. How? By bringing in Hellenism, by bringing in movies, videos, computer games, right? Just to, it's fine, carry on doing what you're doing, be Jews, but we just want to take away, we just want to take you away from Hashem. By causing darkness, by causing you to have too much stuff going on. No time to speak to Hashem. Now we call it work, right? No time to connect to Hashem, no time. Too much going on, too much confusion, too much darkness, too much pressure, too much. How do I connect to Hashem in the darkness? And that's the aspect of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is that light that blows away the darkness. How? Through words of truth. Speaking words of truth are what is the light, is our light that we shine every day, that is available to a person when he's in darkness. He brings over here that the Rashi brings, that the flood finished on Hanukkah, on Kasai and Kislev. It finished during Hanukkah. Why? Because the flood was also another aspect of this idea, that flood was a flood of heresy that covered everyone. A flood you can't stand up in. Right? That's just, you can't see, it's full of confusion. And that confusion stops on Hanukkah. Because on Hanukkah is a time when you reconnect to Hashem, you praise Hashem, you thank Hashem. It brings the midrash that says that the Sohar in the Ark. What was the Sohar in the Ark? So there's two explanations. Huh?
The
light from the window. So there's two explanations that Rashi brings over down the parasha. Rashi says, some say a chalon, a window, and some say a precious stone. So that's what the Rashi says. He doesn't really bring any further explanation. So Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Natan, explains. He says, what's the difference between a chalon and a precious stone? Why bring those two things? He says, because a chalon lets the light in. It has no light of its own. Whereas a precious stone shines with its own light. He said, but both of these are the aspect of the truth. For some people, they get their truth from someone else. That's the window. Right? Some people, depends on where they're holding. Right? I don't have truth. I don't know what truth is. I don't have that light yet shining within me. I can't feel my own truth. So I need to get my truth through the window. Meaning, looking at the static. Someone who has truth, and I get my truth from him. I know he's true, and what he's telling me is true. And his truth is going to illuminate my life. By learning the books of the Rav, I'm gonna have light. I'm now out of the darkness, literally. Right? Things now make sense to me. Before, I had no clue. I didn't understand marriage. I didn't understand what I'm meant to be doing, how I'm meant to make her happy, how this is meant to work. Two completely opposite. I read the book of the Rav. Now I have light in the darkness. Now I understand what's going on. I have the truth. So one way is to take the truth of the Tzaddik and use that light to light up my darkness. Because the words of Likutei Moran, Torah Zion, Torah 7, the words of the Tzaddik are all truth. Right? Use the eight sot of Rabbi Nachman to light up, to give me the truth that I don't have. Or if I now have that truth within myself, I've been working on myself, I can use the truth within me to light the darkness. Right? I know that this is, that's the truth that's going to light my darkness. This is not, I'm not going to, when things happen to me, difficult problems, I know inside that the truth is, this is all from Hashem. Truth is, it's not what it looks like. Truth is, I'm not going to fall just because somebody had a go at me, said something not nice. Right? That's my inner truth glowing and shining. And that's what gets me out of the darkness, which is otherwise going to cover me. Tov Bezrat Hashem.
Would that inner truth that you're saying on your own be considered the precious stone?
Yeah, and that's the precious stone. that is within each of us. The Helek Elokit is our neshama is shining. Our neshama is in there shining all the time. So at the beginning, it's so covered up with the schmutz and the dirt of the world that we don't feel the truth. I don't know what's good, what's bad, where I am, I'm coming, I'm going. Do I know what's going on? No, I don't. Slowly, once I start to wear away all that shtut, all that nonsense, I start to shine. I start to feel my own truth. And that's what starts to light my way. It's that Hashem in the merit of Hanukkah, Zot Hanukkah, that we should light the candle and feel our own truth and our own neshama, the truth of the tzaddik, and should light our way in the darkness that we live in.
Amen. Amen.